Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Sprite Knightley. Welcome back to another episode of Family Fud. Now, we here at Family Fud are going to play with two different families. We have the Cohen family and we have the Keefe clan. Now, what we're going to do is meet the foremost members of each of them up here at the podium. Come on up. We have Mr. JPC, John Patrick Cohen. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us some fun facts.
Hi, my name is JPC, John Patrick Cohen. I'm from Indiana.
I just said that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. You pulled a knife.
Yeah. I'm combing my hair with it.
We put the knife down?
No, I'm combing my hair.
What'd you see your name was? Sprite Knightley?
Sprite Knightley! You've never seen the show, not a fan.
And I'm Aaron Keefe, and I can't do a cartwheel.
Wow, Aaron, thanks so much. Can you do a backflip?
No, Sprite, thanks for asking.
You're screaming.
And I'm going to shake your hand.
Okay, let me
John Patrick
move
Cohen.
The knife over here. Shake your hand.
I'll shake your hand too. Okay.
I'm not shaking his hand. He's moved the knife into the hand. Facing me, I'm not shaking.
I'm ready to play Sprite.
I'm ready to play Sprite too, and I'm excited to be here, Sprite.
Well, JPC, Aaron, I'm ready to play always as Sprite Knightley, your host of Family Fud. But we can't start, unfortunately, until I hear a fun fact from JPC. And you said you're from Indianapolis. That's not a fun fact.
I was born at 7-Eleven.
The store, or the time.
The time.
It's not fun.
It is a
can
fact.
Can you do a cartwheel?
Swing and a miss. What was that, Aaron?
John Patrick Cohen, can you do a cartwheel?
Our listeners don't like doubled up facts.
One time I heard someone call my name and I turned around with my mouth open and someone threw a Carmelo in it from across the room.
That'll do. Thank you for that fun fact. Now,
wow, he's
it was triumphant to witness.
Now, JPC and Aaron, hands behind your back. Sorry, one hand behind your back. One hand hovering above the buzzer.
Which will make what sound when I buzz in?
Well, you have to press the buzzer, but then you have to just say, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Now, these buzzers are from an old game show in the 1940s called Whose Horse Is This? We had to repurpose them, and unfortunately, they didn't have electricity back in that studio. So, it looks great, but unfortunately does not work. Now,
smells like a horse, Sprite.
Thank you. Now, we all know how to play Family Fud, right?
Yeah.
Great. Let's get
started. Go over the rules really quick.
Now, I'm going to ask a question. You are going to buzz in, and by buzz, of course, I mean press down with your hands on the buzzer and yell, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to try and guess what the top answer is of that question. Now, we polled 100 horses about what their answers are to these questions.
Okay.
Sprite, I grew up on a horse farm, and I polled 100 horses once, and my grandpa slapped the bucket out of my hand, and he said, cows. I said, cows.
Now, that's a fun fact. JPC and Aaron, here we go. Your first question is, name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom.
Buzz.
I'm ready.
We're still waiting. Okay, JPC.
I'm ready.
Nope, sorry, Aaron. JPC, you ready?
Sprite, show me person who had it, has now originally had it, has passed away.
Name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom, person who originally had it passed away. Unfortunately, that is not on the board.
Dang, Sprite.
Aaron, you have a chance to steal.
Turns out it's associated with a bad thing. Like you find out that family member was involved in something bad.
Unfortunately, that is also not on the board. JPC, you have a chance to re-steal.
Okay, so it is, this is a reason that you would-
Name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom.
Has it physically deteriorated just from age?
Name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom. Is it, has it, physically deteriorated from age. Ooh, you found our number one answer, broken. 29 horses said broken.
Broken, yeah, okay.
Now, yes. JPC, your family, you and your three members of the family you brought, you have a chance to pass or play. If you play, you're going to try and guess the rest of the board. If you pass, you're going to let the Keefe clan try and steal the board.
We feel pretty confident that those idiots aren't going to even come close, so we're going to pass.
You gestured towards your family when you said that.
I'm sorry, I'm all turned around, Sprite.
So you want to send it to the Keefe family?
We're passing it to the Keefe. Well, no, we're the Cohen family. They're the Keefe clan, even though...
That's right, that's right.
The sound would have worked for both of us. They got the alliteration and we didn't, but yeah, we're going to pass to them.
All right, Aaron, let's go over here and let's meet the next member of your family. Please introduce us. Who do we have here?
Hi, I'm a sandwich Aaron didn't get the time to eat before recording. Hi, I'm here.
Hi, sandwich. Now, I have to ask, as the host of Fambly Fud, what type of sandwich are you?
A turkey sandwich, avocado, lettuce, vegan mayo. One piece of bacon. I'm really scared I'm gonna die after this. I feel like you're getting me.
Interesting. Now my mouth is watering. Now I do have a question for you, which is, you have turkey in you and yet you're using vegan mayo. Please explain.
Oh, Aaron just likes the taste of it.
So Aaron made you?
Yeah, she made me and she's gonna eat me with chips.
Now, Sandwich, I do have to ask for a fun fact.
My fun fact is I've only existed for like 26 minutes, and Aaron made me with a gluten-free bagel.
Interesting. Now, Sandwich, I have to ask you, name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom. Now, you have the number one answer on the board, which is broken. That's already been revealed. 29 horses responded broken or deteriorated.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, there's six answers left on the board. What is one that you want to say?
It's worth a lot of money, and so you want to sell it.
Ooh, ding, ding, ding. The number four answer is sell/need money. 12 horses polled said that. Sandwich, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, let's go down to meet the next member of the family here. Who do we have here?
Hello, I am a combination of all the women from Aaron's childhood. My name is Maggie Maureen Sheila, and I'm here with you today. Hello.
Hello, very nice to meet you. I'm Sprite Knightley. Now, Margie.
Sprite, that's an odd name, but I like your face. You got a nice face.
Oh, thank you so much. My hair is coiffed and my skin is lotioned.
Great, and can you use my full name, Maggie Maureen Sheila? Thank you.
Maggie Maureen Sheila. Now, when you say you're a combination of all the women that Aaron's ever known, does that mean that there's arms and legs sticking out at all akimbo from all angles underneath your...
Yeah, sort of, but I'm sort of... It sort of feels like she's combining all of her mom's friends who would come around and tell Aaron that she was awesome and that they're going to make supper for her. She's sort of like all the people who made Aaron supper. You get it.
I get it. And we can't continue until I know... A fun fact.
My fun fact is I went to Catholic school for 400 years somehow. And I got lots of funny stories about the nuns. That's my fun fact.
Interesting. JPC, any response to that?
Really sorry to my family. Shouldn't have passed. Seems like they're getting these pretty easily.
Uh-oh. Mr. JPC has initiated the regret buzzer. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to move over to the Cohen family. Sorry. If you have regrets, you get one take backsies. Now, JPC, you get a chance to get command or control of the board. Let's go ahead and meet your second family member down.
I regret JPC saying that.
Well, we're moving on over to the Keefe clan, and we're back.
Good answer. We're clapping. My whole family's clapping. Good answer. Good answer.
Anything to say?
Don't remember what I did the first time, Sprite, so couldn't possibly do it a second time.
Uh-oh. You've initiated our amnesia round for 400 points. What was the response that you gave that was the number one answer?
Oh, Sprite, I would say that the physical composition of it had deteriorated a great deal over a stretch of years.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh, dang.
Joking! That initiates our joking round.
A lot of rounds, Sprite.
Come on, man.
Seems like you could have done a little more explaining at the top of the game, Sprite.
Starting to feel like you don't have a lot of questions prepared and you're sort of spinning the wheels of time here.
No. Oh, you challenged me. That's going to be a little one-on-one showdown, a Sprite Nightly showdown. So let's go back down to Madge Margie Night. Magical.
I'm fine with you changing it every time, but it is Margie Maureen Sheila. Go ahead.
Let's go to Margie. Now, Margie, please name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom. We have five answers left on the board. If you get this one, you win the round.
You're moving and you don't have room anymore.
The number seven answer, two horses polled, said moving.
Is that real?
Wow, good answer.
That's
good
real.
Answer.
That's real.
Holy shit.
So you win the round. We chalk up some points for the Keefe clan. I need JPC and Aaron back up at the podium.
Wait,
hand behind your... What?
There were seven answers and getting three of them is all you need?
Well, I got bored.
Can you read the other ones?
I don't feel like it. Do you want to guess them?
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Yeah, I'm missing
well,
it. I want
guessing
you to
read it. Is it guessing them the rest of the game?
I mean, it could be, but...
Hi, Missy M. Widge. Go, please.
Okay. Hey, it's your game, Sprite, and it's your knife, and we're at your mercy.
Don't forget it.
Sandwich,
there are five answers left on the board. Four answers left on the board. Do you want to try and name some of them?
Oh, I thought you were going to read them.
Oh, you want me to read them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a sandwich.
Number one answer, 29 horses said broken, or as we said, deteriorated. 22 horses polled said ugly.
Mm. Oh.
18 horses said divorce. They screamed it, actually. 12 horses said sell, need money, as we mentioned. 10 horses said too much stuff, might be hoarders. 5 horses said family feud, which is a phrase I never thought we'd hear on this show. And two horses said moving. Now, JPC and Aaron, are you happy? Is everybody happy? Let's just do a quick temperature check. Everybody feel like a big man?
I'm happy. I'm happy, too.
Happy to be here, Sprite. Temperature check, 103.2.
Oh, boy, you might want to lay down.
I'd love to, Sprite, but my doctor says if I close my eyes even for a minute, it could be all over.
Okay. Well, JPC and Aaron, let's see you back up at the podium. Put one hand behind your back and one hand hovering above the buzzer. And actually, we have to hear a quick advertisement from one of our sponsors. JPC?
Oh, that sounds good to me, Sprite.
No, we need you to do one of the ads. Now, the sponsor that you're going to be telling us about is Bubbly Soda.
Okay, I can read the copy here?
What's that?
I can read the copy.
Oh, you got copy? Let me crumple it up.
Okay. Did you know that Michael Bublé is making a soda? Well, he is. And you just haven't tried it yet. It's Bubbly Soda. Soda that's so spicy, you can't drink it very fast. And if you do, you'll hurt your esophagus.
And what are some of the flavors?
I just haven't tried it yet.
Sing us some of the flavors.
So Michael Bublé has some great flavors. Sparkling champagne pear. Hot oranges. Whispered peach. And bacon.
Hey, I got a little bit of bacon in me.
Oh, Sandwich, it sounds like you want to do an ad.
Oh, okay, I'll do an ad. What do you want me to do for it?
Sandwich, one of our sponsors is going to be the city of Fort Worth.
Hi, I'm Sandwich, and I couldn't possibly know what Fort Worth is like. But you could, because you have a long life ahead of you. Soon I'll be inside Aaron, which is a fate worse than going to Fort Worth. Fort Worth, better than being in a lady's stomach. Fort Worth. They probably have sandwiches. Say hello to my friends who are sandwiches. Fort Worth. We've got hot oranges.
Well, that's not fair. You were reading the exact copy in front of you. Crumple
Damn
up,
it.
Throw. Fort Worth.
We just having sandwich, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. It's better than being inside a woman's stomach. And let's get back to the game. We have a new question on the board, a new board entirely. Let's see here. It has seven answers. Just so you know, there's seven answers up on the board. Hands hovering above the buzzers. Here we go. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time?
I'm ready.
Okay, Aaron, from the Keefe clan, we heard you first. Go ahead and try and guess an answer.
The mall.
Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? The number four answer, 12 horses, said the mall.
Oh, I said that as a joke. Come on. We're going to pass.
Okay, we're going over to the Cohen clan. What's that, JPC?
Don't I get a chance to get one that's higher on the board first?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to?
I feel like that's the rule, Sprite, but it's your game, and we can kind of play it how you play it.
Well, I thought earlier you said you have not watched Family Fud.
Well, never watched Family Fud, but I have seen... It doesn't matter, Sprite. It doesn't matter.
Okay, well, if you feel like it, go ahead
we'll
and try
play.
And guess.
We'll play. We'll play.
Yes, Sprite,
we'll play.
It doesn't okay. matter. Relax.
We would love to play, Sprite.
And let me just ask you and your family members, do you have a knife or do any of you have knives?
No, we had knives, but they took them away from us before
That's
we got
right.
on stage.
That's right, because I'm what? Smart.
Smart. They said only the smart man gets the knife. They
okay,
said
so
that, Sprite.
So let's go back to your panel. JPZ, let's go ahead and meet your first family member.
Hey there, Sprite. So happy to be here. Happy to be on the show. I'm JPC.
Oh.
Well, I guess technically, you're not, I'm sorry. Since memory, I say that I'm JPC. You can call me C2164Z. I am one of JPC's clones.
Okay. What makes you different from JPC? Are you mechanical? Are you, sorry, let's go. Aaron has something to say. Aaron, let's get you. What did you have to say?
We're kind of freaking out over here because Aaron's fourth family member, she wrote it down when you told us to have four family members prepared.
I didn't Aaron's, tell you anything, did I?
Aaron's fourth family member is a JBC clone. She wrote it down, and now she's sort of amazed that this has happened.
Well, we'll meet your JPC clone in just a moment here.
That's fine, Sprite. The more the merrier. We love having JPC clones. It makes JPC work easier to do.
And what separates you from the original JPC, if you will?
I'm a genetic duplicate of JPC, so really nothing separates us. Okay. That's why I made a mistake at first and said that my name was JPC, but he gets mad when I do that. My name is C2164Z.
C2164Z, we do need to hear a fun fact.
Okay, a fun fact about me is that I have what is technically a genetically perfect penis, or was created with a genetically perfect penis, but then to match JPC, they really roughed that sucker up.
We'll take your word for that one. Well, actually, let's keep going down that rabbit hole. What do you mean by roughed up?
Oh, edges
I'm a
and
sandwich
angles.
And I'd like to move on.
What's that sandwich?
I would like to move on. I'm a sandwich.
Okay. Well, sandwich initiated the move on round, which means that we're going to stay put and continue to explore how you messed up your penis.
Well,
he said cows, not horses.
I didn't mess it up. The scientists did.
Oh.
They're good at their job, Sprite.
All right, so we'll call you JPCC. Just
C2164Z. That's my name, Sprite.
Can't possibly remember that. So JPCC, where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? There are six answers remaining on the board.
Well, Sprite, I know everything that JPC knows. Show me school.
The number two answer on the board, where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Number two, 22 horses polled, said school.
Good answer,
JPCC,
good answer.
JPCC, have you been educated?
Well, I've only got what JPC passes for education, so he does tell people that he went to college.
Hmm, interesting. Let's go down here and let's meet the next member of your family.
Hey there, Sprite. Happy to be on the show. I'm C21X98, Sprite.
We'll call you CJPC.
You shouldn't have started the last one with the first part. Because we're clones, and we all have the same first three.
Well, me, Sprite Knightley, I made a mistake of not looking each of the family members in the face. If I had, I would have realized you're all clones. Well, for now, you're clones. We don't know about...
Well, we're all clones, Sprite.
What was your name?
My name's C21X98. But you can call me JPC. No, no, you can't. You can't. I'm C21X98.
CJPC. Where do kids... Oh, we have to hear a fun fact. Yes. So we have JPC.
He's talking to me. He's talking to me, 64Z.
We have JPC, JPCC, and CJPC. CJPC, let's hear a fun fact.
Sprite, while I'm a genetic copy, they messed up a little bit, and they did give me laser eyes.
Does that mean you were given LASIK on your eyes to see better?
No, I'm sorry. They gave me a tattoo that just says laser eyes. They thought it would be fun, like a fighter pilot name.
Oh, and where is your tattoo located?
I'll never tell.
Dick?
Dick.
All right, here we go. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? There's five answers remaining on the board.
I've got all of JPC's memories, and so I'm going to say in a juvenile detention center.
Show me juvenile detention center. Oh, so sorry. That's your first X. Now remember, your first X you can place on this board, which is a 3x3 grid, and play tic-tac-toe. Where do you want to put that X?
Well, my first X, and let's just call that Rachel, can go anywhere on the board that we want it.
Sounded real. I'm a sandwich.
Okay, we're going to set that right on top of the board here in the dead center. Now let's meet the final member of your family here.
I'm Little Monkey Bones.
Oh, hello, Monkey Bones.
I'm Little Monkey Bones.
Yes, Monkey Bones, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a perfect clone of JPC.
Oh.
Nothing went wrong.
Now, Monkey Bones, I do have to ask.
Monkey Bones.
Oh, I'm sorry. Little Monkey Bones, I do have to ask. We've met JPC. We've met JPCC. We met CJPC. How come you're called Monkey Bones?
I'm a Monkey Bones. Scientists put all the clone juice into the test tubes, and they put just the right amount in my test tube, and that's why I came out of Little Monkey Bones. I'm JPC, I'm Little Monkey Bones.
Couldn't possibly understand what you said. Now, my Little Monkey Bones, I do have to ask for a fun fact.
My bones are Little Monkey Bones.
Your bones are Little Monkey Bones is what I heard.
Huh?
Is that right?
I'm JPC.
Okay.
I'm Little Monkey Bones.
All right.
Happy to be here, Skip.
My name's Sprite.
Great chef.
Did you say great chef? Thank you. Where do kids nowadays, Little Monkey Bones, where do kids nowadays spend most of their time?
The blender.
Where do kids nowadays spend most of
blender.
Their time? Show me blender.
Good answer. Good answer, Little Monkey Bones. Good answer. Good answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's strike number two. You get another X. You have another X you can place on the tic-tac-toe.
Can I keep it?
Yeah, you want to keep the X?
I do.
Here you go, buddy.
Thank you.
We're going to head over to the Keef Clan. Keef Clan, we're going to meet
bye.
Your fourth. Bye. Oh, I'm sorry. I was being rude. Little Monkey Bones, bye.
Goodbye.
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 Do you want me to cut that banana in half for you?
No.
Oh, that's your penis.
He's my friend.
I'm so sorry. Let's go over here to the Keef Clan, and let's meet the fourth and final member of the Keef Clan.
Hi, I'm the real JPC, and I'm getting a little frustrated.
Oh, you're the real JPC,
yeah,
you say.
I'm the real one.
I'm sorry, I'm the real JPC.
No, you're not, and I'm the real one, and I just wanted to make sure that Little Monkey Bones was in charge over there, because he's the only one I trust. He's the only one I trust.
Now, I have a treasure map.
You have a triggered hat?
I have a triggered hat. Triggers the libs.
My five clones are over there. Four. There's four clones. There's five of us. Mm-hmm. My four clones are over there. I'm JPC. If I wasn't the real JPC, would I say this? Police horse cousin. I'm mad at all of you for forgetting all the passwords all the time.
Interesting.
Aaron, why are all my emails going to your spam for 8 months? Why did that take you so long to notice?
A perfect genetic copy. How could it be?
Now, real JPC, which was what we'll call you for now, until that gets disproven at any point in the show, real JPC, we do have to ask for a fun fact.
Oh, yeah, me. I'm.
Hold on.
No.
When I said real JPC, you sat back
and relaxed. No, I'm the real JPC, and this is what's up.
Okay, that brings us to our...
Here's my fun fact.
Hold on. Okay. That brings us to our authenticity round. I'm going to need JPC and the real JPC to come up to the podium.
All right, I'm the real JPC.
I'm the real JPC. I'm the monkey butt. Hold on.
I'm the real JPC. Thank
you. And I'm the real JPC. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have a bit of a showdown. Now, the two of you have to say things, one after the other, that only the real JPC would know.
Okay.
Now, let's start with... I'm sorry. When I say the real JPC, I don't mean the real JPC as in this JPC right here in front of us that we've been calling the real JPC. The actual authentic JPC. So let's start. We have the real JPC and JPC. Let's start with JPC. What's something only JPC would know?
I'm sorry. Am I the real JPC?
No, you're not.
JPC?
I'm the real JPC.
We have the real JPC and JPC.
Well, I'm the real
What's
JPC.
Something the authentic JPC would know?
What's something the authentic JPC would know?
Mm-hmm.
Where JPC says that he went to college, his student ID was called a JAG tag. A JAG tag.
Judges? Ooh, sorry. That can't be right.
Okay. We'll take that. We'll accept that.
The real JPC, what's something only the authentic JPC would know?
My ex-girlfriend's name is Rachel, and I'm ready for Swan Lumps 104. My ex-girlfriend's name is Rachel. Well, I'm old J.P. Riddles, and I'm here to say that Rachel broke up with me on my birthday. And I'll tell you something else. One time, I lived inside of a Dell computer from 1998, and I got fried every day, and I had the time of my life learning how to internet. I dove through the internet, and I learned everything about it, and that's how I know I'm the real J.P. Riddles.
Okay, we're going to take Blender. Little Monkey Bones, hop on up here.
Okay.
We're actually going to just take Blender.
Good.
Okay, so Little Monkey Bones, stay right here. Sure. JPZ, head back. The real JPZ, head back.
Good luck, Little Monkey Bones.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, wow. The real JPZ did not wish Little Monkey Bones good luck. That seems something JPZ.
Hey, no. Well, you know what? I'm on a different team. If you guys don't want the real JPZ over with you guys, I'll stay over here with the Keefe clan. Thank you so much.
Aaron, why don't we get you back up here? So it's going to be Aaron and Little Monkey Bones, one hand or paw behind your back, one hand or paw.
I have hands.
Can I see those? Oh, those are little paintbrushes, my dude.
Okay.
What you have is a gobstopper with four paintbrushes sticking out of them.
Thank you, sir.
Was it a compliment? Just stating the facts. Aaron and Little Monkey Bones, hands and paws and paintbrushes behind your back, one hand, paw, paintbrush above the buzzer. Let's go through the full board real quick for where do kids nowadays spend most of their time. Number one answer was room or bed. Number two, school. Number three, internet. Number four, mall. Number five, friend's house. Number six, park. And number seven, work. Kids nowadays, work, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Here's the new board. Let's let that populate up there. Six answers on the board. Tell me something many people do just once a week.
I'm real.
I'm ready.
Okay, now Little Monkey Bones, I did hear I'm real.
I am.
Okay, but are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, then let's go to Little Monkey Bones. Tell me something many people do just once a week.
Laundry.
I heard laundry. Let's see it. Oh, the number three answer on the board, 12 horses out of 100 said laundry.
Yay.
Oh, Little Monkey Bones put a hat on
his
head.
Can I have a piece of cake now?
Yeah, let's get you a little piece of cake.
Little Monkey Bones?
Huh?
Can you ask C21X98 if he's single when you go over there?
Aaron, this is just sad.
It's not for me. It's for Sandwich. It's not for me. It's for Sandwich.
Ernest!
Okay, thanks.
And actually, let's follow this conversation.
Hey, excuse me. Mr. JPC?
No, not JPC. C21X98.
I know, sir. Do you see that lady over there?
Yeah, that's Erin Keefe. She's on the phone. She's on the show, Little Monkey Bones. She's a big important part of it.
And she's on the phone.
And she's on the phone right now, which is
rude.
Can you
rude.
Hear me? Hello?
She's texting, and she's just screaming that.
She wasn't know if you were single and you didn't want to eat a sandwich.
She wants to know if I'm single and I want to eat that sandwich? Little Monkey Bones, that can't possibly be what she was asking.
No, sir. She wants to know if you're single and eat that sandwich.
You know what, Little Monkey Bones? You can tell her that JPC's got a great relationship with his girlfriend, but since I'm a clone, I am single and I would love to eat that sandwich.
Okay.
All right, so we've heard everything they have to say. Let's bring up JPCC and Sandwich, who we just found out might have interest in each other. Let's have you both up at the podium.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not interested in C2164Z.
Yeah, I think you mean what you would call CJPC, which is me, X98.
Okay, let's get CJPC up to the podium. Let's get Sandwich over here.
Hey, I'm Miss Sandwich, and I'm over here. I'm Sandwich. Hi, I'm Sandwich. Do you like my... everything?
Well, I do, but, you know, JPC is a vegetarian, and you're obviously a turkey and bacon sandwich with vegan mayos.
I don't want
mayos,
you to eat me. I want you to date me. I'm a sandwich.
Oh. Well,
now, wouldn't
you want to eat? I want you to eat
no!
me. I want to live. I'm a sandwich.
No. We can do other stuff. We can do hand stuff, mouth stuff.
I'm a sandwich. I don't want to do hand or mouth stuff.
Well, her tongue is turkey, so.
My tongue is turkey.
Okay, my tongue's turning to turkey right now as well. I don't know how to talk to sandwiches. Look, yeah, okay. I'd love to go out with you. I'd love to. Can I buy you salt?
Uh-oh, you've initiated the date round. Here's what's going to happen is I'm going to be your waiter, and you two are going to go on your first date. Now,
okay.
For a three-course meal, name me something on the menu you'd like to order.
I'd like a
I'm
sandwich.
Ready.
You'd like a sandwich. I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting that. I do have to ask, legally, I am required. Yeah. Isn't that cannibalistic?
Yeah.
Are you ordering a friend or are you ordering food?
I'm ordering, can't it be both?
Okay.
I have a good relationship with my food.
Okay.
I would like a sandwich. I'm
what
a
kind
sandwich.
Of sandwich?
I would like a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich would you like?
Turkey. Avocado, a little bit of bacon.
You're describing yourself.
How do you think I ended up like this? Okay, sandwiches have to eat sandwiches of themselves, and then that's how they stay fueled.
Okay,
I
my
eat
only
turkey sandwiches all day.
My only concern is that if we get another turkey sandwich out here, you're basically cloning yourself, and we already have a whole mess of JPCs running
around. Yeah, bring them all out. Hi, and I'm sandwich C214-58. Yeah, and I'm sandwich CX5159.
Okay, and you all have JPC's face, so we're going to call you three JP sandwiches.
We have hands, too. We're sandwiches. We have hands.
Those aren't hands. Those are tiny pigs.
Sandwiches.
And I will have the pasta prima nocta and water no ice.
Pasta prima nocta, not previously seen since 1620. We'll go ahead and make that up for you. What was the other thing you wanted?
Water no ice.
Oh, can't do that.
Oh, well, then you'll be getting a payment, no tip.
Oh, fair enough. Now, the two of you have a bit of an unorthodox first date. What you're going to do on this first date is you're going to have casual conversation while the whole time in the next 2 minutes trying to figure out a reason a person might wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Do you have any brothers or sisters? And to pee.
Well, no, I don't have any brothers and sisters. JPC, of course, does, but I'm a clone, and I guess my clones are my brother and sisters. I guess I had a bad dream last night, and that could be part of it.
Which one's higher, pee or dream?
Pee's not on the board. Dream is.
Bathroom's not on the board?
Nope. Keep going.
Ooh, I burped. I'm a sandwich and I burped.
Well, I'm certainly excited to have this dinner, even though I did eat too much last night, and now I'm up with tummy troubles.
Kid, someone's coming through the room to wake you up. Your kid.
No, I don't have any kids. I do have a cat that sometimes will, fall asleep on my face and prevent me from breathing. Also, I sleep with a CPAP machine, which makes sure that I don't just stop breathing in my sleep.
1 minute remaining.
I'm a sandwich.
What do you do for work? Do you have, like, a thunderstorm, or?
I was going to say, like, a storm.
Well, I said it first.
Like a loud storm.
Well, I said it first.
All right, well, I'm a sandwich. It is not going great.
It's not a contest.
Please don't kiss me at the end of this.
I won't kiss you until you wipe the mayo off.
It's veganese. It's vegan mayo.
I don't want it on my lips either way.
This is a terrible date. I
this
would
is
like
an
to
awful
leave
date.
Because it's my bed just started swirling.
It feels like I'm in an earthquake right now.
Oh, that's time. That's time. Now, we had the question. Name a reason a person might wake up at 2 a.m. in the morning. There were, let's see here, there were 9 answers on the board. The number 2 answer was baby or child. You got that? Ding, ding.
Sandwich got that one. Sandwich.
Good job, Sandwich. Number
Thank
3
you.
Was bad dream. I don't know if anybody, somebody said nightmare.
I said nightmare, yes.
Number 4 was heard a noise, which we'll go ahead and give with thunderstorm. Number
or a swirling bed.
Number 5 was too hot or too cold. Number 6 was hungry or thirsty. Number 7 was work. Number 8 was itchy. Number 9 was in the mood. Too horny as horses said that one.
Peeing wasn't on there, but in the mood was.
And the number 1 reason on the board, 57 horses out of 100 said, your bed just starts swirling.
I knew it. I'm a sandwich.
Wow, sandwich, great job. I'm sorry it didn't work out between the two of us, but you won the round. Congratulations.
Another day, another JPC clone. I'll find somebody.
Now, Sandwich, since the Keef Clan won that round, would you like to do a new board, or would you like to go on another date?
I'd like to do a new board, please.
Okay. Would you like to say to JPC to his face why you would not like to go on another date?
General disgust, Sprite.
Well, just so you know, Sandwich, I'm in a committed relationship. Are you sure you didn't want to say that to one of my clones?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to the Monkey Bones and also you and all of you.
What? You know, Monkey Bones is sad.
No, Monkey Bones, you're just out of my league. I'm a sandwich.
He's a general disgust.
Oh, Monkey Bones.
Monkey Bones disgusts you? Am I a monster?
No, Monkey Bones.
JPG, am I a monster?
No, little Monkey Bones.
He was talking to me.
He was not talking to
you. Yes, he was. I'm the real JPC.
Which one do I shoot?
Little Monkey Bones, where'd you get that gun?
It's a banana. I mean, a stick.
Oh, good. Oh, thank God.
All right, let's get two members of the family. Aaron, who would you like to send up from the Keef Clan?
All right, I'm sending up Maggie, Maureen, Sheila. It's me. I'm sending up myself. Hello. There's clones of me here, but you don't want to meet them. All right,
Maggie,
here we go.
Go ahead and get up to the podium. JPC, who would you like to send from the Cohen Clan?
Not JPC, I'm 64C. You've made that mistake before.
JPC, who would you like to send up to the podium?
I'm here. It's me. I'm right here.
You're going to stay put. Okay, here we go. Name something you haven't done since high school.
I'm ready.
I'm here.
Okay. Maggie said, Maggie? Maureen?
God, for the love of God over here, my name is Maggie Maureen Sheila. I'm also a sandwich. I don't know if I mentioned that.
I can tell from your bread.
Yeah, I said I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead and name one of those things.
Homework, specifically math.
Oh, sorry. Homework is not on the board.
God damn it.
Would you like to place your ex on the board? I guess
yeah.
You're now working in tandem with the Cohen clan.
I'm going to...
I'm sorry. Is all that you have X's, you don't have O's?
There's no part of the game that has O's.
My ex's name is Rachel.
Okay. Let's put an X right over the name Rachel. Let's see. CJPC, would you like to try and steal here? Name something you haven't done since high school.
Excuse me. I'm X98. You call me CJPC. Who's up there is 64Z. I think you call me JPCC.
JPCC, name something you haven't done since high school.
Name something you haven't done since high school.
You've already heard homework. That's not on the board.
Okay.
There's only one answer on the board.
I'm gonna take a wild stab at this, and I'm gonna hope that this is correct. I'm gonna say have sex with a high schooler. the last time in your life where it is appropriate to do that, maybe freshman year of college.
No exception for horses.
Maybe okay. Freshman year of college. If the partner is a senior in high school, that could be maybe like a 6 month age gap.
All right, name something you haven't done since high school. Show me have sex with a high schooler. And actually, we need to go to our next ad break. Maggie?
Yeah?
Maggie, would you please go ahead and do an ad here for Farmers Only?
Hi, I'm Maureen Maggie Sheila, and I'm a lady sandwich from Boston. Farmers Only is a thing that's way out west, and it's a club, a bar where you go and you only meet farmers, and then you dance with them, and then you say, I can't fall in love with you. I have to see the ocean from my window, or I'm not living my life to the fullest. And they go, please, I'm a farmer, I want to love you. Let me love you, I'm a farmer. And you go, no, farmer, back away from me with those strong hands. I need a guy who lives... Why are you laughing? Shut the fuck up. You think you're better than me? Shut up. Shut up. Farmers only. Don't fall in love with a guy from the Midwest, because then you'll get stuck there. What?
JPCC, you have a quick ad for Third Eye Blind.
Wish you would step back from that monkey bus. I would understand. Hey, it's me, Little Monkey Bones. Do you love that song? Plus, so much more?
Yes.
Good. Thank you for responding to me. Then you're going to love the band Third Eye Blind. Here's a deep cut. slow motion, see me let go. Pretend to die young, slow motion, see me let go.
Monkey Bones,
what
I don't know
brother
that one.
Knows. It's a deep cut. It's from their album Blue. Monkey Bones always does it at karaoke.
Yes, their album does blow. Thank you, Little Monkey Bones.
You're welcome.
Now, name something you haven't done since high school. Show me have sex with a high schooler. Ooh, that's another X. Where do you want to put that X on the board?
Hey, why don't you keep it, big guy?
Oh, thank you so much. I'll add it to the stash. Let me toss it on the pile here. Ah, there you go. Now, let's see what the number one answer was. The number one and only answer. We asked 100 horses, and 100 out of 100 answered, name something you haven't done since high school. Fuck you, horses don't go to high school. It was right there. It was right there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer from the horses.
Hold on. We need a pen over here. Horses go to high school, fall in love, try to get good grades. It's our TV show. We're writing this down as a TV show idea.
Oh, it sounded like a bad poem. Horse. Aaron, why don't you come on up here and read that bad poem?
This is high school, horse high school. It's gonna be called One Tree Horse.
Okay.
And that's my poem. My poems are just pitches for bad TV shows.
I love that. That's very interesting. Now, Aaron, since Little Monkey Bones ran up to do an ad when JPCC was supposed to do it, the Keefe Clan can either play the next round or ride some of the horses that we pulled.
We would like to ride some of the horses, please, Sprite.
Okay. Let's bring out some of the horses here. All right, this here is Fancy Teacup. Would you like to ride Fancy Teacup?
I would like to ride, I assume these are all Fancy Teacups clones. I would like to ride one of the clones.
Okay. How about this one right here? This is Fancy B Cup. Would you like to ride Fancy B Cup?
I would love to ride Fancy B Cup. Thank you.
Okay. Let's get you up there. Here you go.
I'm a sandwich. I'm a sandwich. Do you have any ponies? I don't want to be too far off the ground. I'm a sandwich.
We don't have any ponies, but we can bring out Genuine to sing pony.
Yes.
All right, let's open this door and let's reveal special guest, Genuine. If you're horsey, get to it.
Right. That's a sandwich clone. Get off the stage.
All right, busted. That was a sandwich clone. Now let's get to our next board. Aaron, who would you like to send up to the podium?
I'm going to send myself. Haven't heard from good old original, definitely not a clone, Aaron, for a while.
Aaron, hop on up here. JPC, who would you like to send up to the podium?
Well, if Aaron's going to hop up there, then I'm going to send myself.
Okay. Let's get you up here. Now, the new board consists of 6 answers. We pulled 100 horses. We have 6 different answers. Okay. Tell me something you can buy that costs a dollar or less.
I'm ready.
JPC, I heard you first.
I'm going to say I love chewing it. It's gum.
Ooh, number 6 answer. 4 Ooh. Horses, gum.
Gum. Horses don't eat
gum.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Nope. I added an extra line on that C. I'm sorry, that is not part of it. Aaron, you want to try and steal?
4 quarters.
Tell me something you can buy that costs a dollar or less. Show me 4 quarters. That is the first 4 answers on the board. Quarter, 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 quarter. Aaron, do you want to pass or play?
Pass.
JPC, you are now in control of the board.
Pass.
Okay, back to Aaron.
Pass.
Okay, back to JPC.
And how many passes do I have left?
Unlimited.
Pass, Sprite.
Aaron, you have 1 pass left.
What? Why?
I don't make the rules. I simply host them.
Pass.
All right, JPC.
Well, I'm really glad that we had that unlimited soup salad and pass lunch right before the recording here today, because I'm going to pass it right back to Aaron.
Aaron, you're all out of passes. You are going to play. Who would you like to try and guess something on the board? Tell me something that you can buy that costs a dollar or less.
A piece of candy.
That's who you're going to have guess?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go see.
It's our backup player.
I see down here at the end of the podium. I see down here at the end of the panel. I must have missed it. A piece of candy. Let's go down here and meet this piece of candy. Hi, piece of candy.
Hi, I'm a piece of candy, and I'm a sandwich. Happy to be here, Sprite.
Who is that?
Tell me
She's
a fun fact.
Beautiful.
Seems like you have a not-so-secret admirer. have a little piece of candy sandwich. Tell me something, a fun little fact about yourself.
Hi, I'm a little piece of candy sandwich, and I'm beautiful.
Wow, okay, I like that confidence. Now, little monkey bones, let's bring you over here.
I can't talk to... The pump.
Okay, well, let's bring over Big Monkey Bones.
Hey, it's me, Big Monkey Bones.
Holy shit.
What's going on, little candy sandwich?
Now, you've seen it before. We do have a date round. Would you two like to initiate that?
I don't think we need it.
Can we just get right to the wedding?
Okay, come on up to the podium.
Dum 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 dum, candy sandwich.
Strut master,
candy sandwich, wearing a full size wedding dress.
Cut my life into pieces. All right, we are gathered here today for the union of Big Monkey Bones, a phrase I never thought I'd say. The union of Big Monkey Bones and Little Candy Sandwich.
Before, I'm not surprised.
Before we kick things off, can I talk to you for a second, Sprite?
Yes, of course. What would you like
just
to say to me?
Just come to behind the podium with me.
Okay.
Sprite, it's me, the Monkey Bones. I'm just making myself look big.
How are you doing that voice?
I don't know. How am I doing this voice?
Well, little Monkey
Bones. I'm glad this is our last recording of the day.
Well, Monkey Bones, it's working. Whatever voice you're doing for Big...
No one could tell it was the last recording of the day until just now, I bet. Not by how completely unhinged it is.
Oh, little Monkey Bones, hold tight. Little Candy Sandwich is motioning me over to her podium.
Okay.
Yes, you wanted to say something?
Yeah,
yes.
Can I talk to you behind you?
Yes, of course. What can I do for you?
Okay, Sprite, it's me, Aaron.
Oh, come on. How did you change your physical makeup?
I don't know, and that's why I'm scared. I feel like Hey Riddle Riddle is starting to really warp reality for me here. I'm like really conflicted because I feel bad for Big Monkey Bones. He thinks he's marrying a piece of candy sandwich.
Well, can I tell you a secret?
You guys, we're at work right now. this is what our life is.
Hey,
we're
not at work. Can we get this show on the road, my man?
I feel bad.
Big Monkey Bones has places to be.
Okay, let's get the two of you up here. And the two of you are going to have a first date while trying to guess a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks.
I thought we were getting married. Soap.
I'd marry you this instant, and that's the bleach.
Yes, and I'm so sorry, little piece of candy sandwich. This is your wedding date. We've set your wedding date, and of course, anytime you have a wedding, you do have to go on a date first publicly in front of all your friends and family.
Can I Clorox you a question, little candy sandwich? How excited are you to spend the rest of your life with me, Big Monkey Bones?
Very excited. Horse milk. You get that from Farmers Only.
Okay.
I can't do this. It's me, Aaron Keefe from Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm not a little candy sandwich. And hey, fine, if I'm being honest, that's not Maureen, Sheila, Margie, or whatever. That's me, too. That's also me.
What?
Oh, because the accents are coming in and out. Also,
wow, big reveal.
I've never been so betrayed. Isn't that right, Sprite?
Yes, and I actually should mention, I'm not Sprite Knightley. I'm Knight Sprightly.
A clone!
Well, I Big Monkey Bones has to say this marriage is off.
All right, whatever. I get it. You value honesty above everything else. But just so you know, I think we could be really happy together. But you know what? I was actually more interested in Little Monkey Bones. So forget you, Big Monkey Bones.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't know where he went. But when I see him, I'm going to say I kind of regret it because he was honest.
Well, hold on, because Big Monkey Bones has something to say.
But remember, the reason why I like Little Monkey Bones is because he'd never lie to me.
I'm going to space.
What?
Right now, I gotta go to space.
For what?
I gotta go to the spaceship. So
for
goodbye.
What?
Late. I. Science.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your honesty.
And sorry, are you going to be a scientist or are you going to be experimented?
Gotta go, Nate Spratly. It was really nice meeting you. I'm Big Monkey Bones and I'm out of here.
Before you go, Big Monkey Bones, give us in 5 seconds a liquid in your kitchen that you hope no one ever accidentally drinks.
I don't. Soap.
Soap, number one answer, 46 horses.
I said soap first. Aaron said the candy soap. The candy sandwich is soap.
Well,
the
candy sandwich
let it
wasn't
be known.
Real.
Well,
was
Casey,
it real?
Candy sandwich said soap first.
I don't know who Casey is, but what I heard was sup, and I thought you were saying sup to Big Monkey Bones.
I said soap.
Can you believe he's gone?
Little Monkey Bones, where
Big,
were you?
Big Monkey Bones is gone after space.
What's this muscle tee behind?
Oh no, I'm still wearing the Big Monkey Bones clothes.
Little Monkey Bones, why did you lie to all the errands in a sandwich?
Can I be honest with you?
What?
There is no Little Monkey Bones, Aaron. It was me the whole time.
What? JBC, no.
Yeah, I made up Little Monkey Bones because I was feeling really down about myself and I wanted to have something to look up to.
I get it.
Yeah, I get
Wait a second. Hold on. I'm the real JPC over here. This poser with the... I can't do this. I'm not the real JPC. I'm a little candy sandwich.
And I'm not the real JPC either.
I'm a monkey bones.
That'll
Hold on!
Off.
What's
That'll
that?
That'll help us.
Hold on! What's that planet? It's coming towards
help
the stage.
Us. Neptune.
Now, Aaron, no, come
Get
up
me
here.
Out of here. Get me
Aaron,
out of here.
Come up here. We asked 100 horses what their favorite planet is. We have 5 answers on the board. Aaron, for the game,
okay.
The Keith Clan winning.
Just so what you guys know, this episode is a pit that we're all trying to climb out of. Adel, go ahead.
I don't know who Adel is. My name is Knight Sprightly. Now we asked 100 horses. What's their favorite planet? We have 5 answers on the board. Aaron, whenever you're ready.
Earth.
No.
Uranus.
No.
The sun.
Nope.
Pluto.
Nope.
Jupiter.
Nope.
Neptune.
Nope.
What the fuck is this?
Planet?
Sandwich. Sandwich.
It was sandwich.
Wow, great answer, great answer, great answer.
Now what? Aaron, now what?
I'm in the mood of eating a sandwich. Sorry, what did you say?
Oh.
Oh my God, I killed her.
Oh God.
Oh God, I killed her. She's dead, I ate her.
Oh God.
Oh my God, I ate her. You guys, you have to help me bury
the
sandwich.
God. Little Monkey Bones, take us out with the credits.
This is Little Monkey Bones reminding all the listeners, do not draw me.
I killed her.
Don't draw me, I don't want to see
her.
It. Please don't draw Little Monkey Bones.
We got emotionally attached to her.
Hey, Riddle Riddle, the Clue Crew. Little Monkey Bones in his Christmas
sandwich. Oh my God. Well, that's my favorite episode of all time.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, perfect. You cannot say okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Oh
we did
man,
it.
I'm so sorry, Adel. Adel, I made a real mess of things, huh?